And I've got here, and there's no ginger biscuit on my outfit, which I'm quite proud of, because the pressure on ginger biscuits this morning. I wanted to share with you about a visit I had to York Minster, actually trying to work out. Steve and I reckon it was about 17 years ago, but it's one of those moments in life that stays with you because it was so important. And it was a time where I'd just finished my degree. When I did my degree, I'd run a Sunday school and children's groups too, and I was actually shattered, and I'd probably overdone it, and I'd, to be fair, been doing far more than I was capable of doing for quite a long time. And Steve took me away for the weekend, and went to York. Now, my dad had always held that I'd been to York Minster until he found a photograph of the trip, and it said 1969 on the back, and I was born in 1972. So we were all pretty sure that I'd never been, and when I walked in, oh gosh, it really struck me. I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go, but the stained glass is just amazing. The whole building is just amazing. And if you were to set about trying to build something that would glorify God, they did a really good job of doing their best for how long ago it was. And in the minster, there was an opportunity to light a candle and say a prayer. And I wasn't brought up in a tradition where you light candles. I'd never really lit a candle for prayer, but I knew that I really needed to talk to God, and I lit a candle. And as I knelt down in York Minster, I just really thought about that bit in the Bible in John 8, verse 12, where it says, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and they're trying to trip him up. And he says something about himself. He says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light, will have the light of life." And I just really felt like God kind of understood that I knew I couldn't go on living the way I was doing, and that I needed to learn to slow down a bit and actually to stop, and that I didn't know how to do that, that the only thing I knew was to go at 100 miles an hour. And from that point, it was a real turning point for me. And kind of fast forwards to, I've now actually learned a little bit how to slow down, and I've got some little boys. I've got two little boys. And you noticed as a parent, you seem to spend half your life in a shoe shop, or going to the shoe shop, or planning whether you need to go to a shoe shop. Well, we go to the shoe shop in Macclesfield town centre that's in the tunnel. And one day we needed a loo trip, and we needed something to eat and drink just after the shoe shop. And we went into St. Michael and All Angels, which is the big church in the town square at Macclesfield next to the town hall. And at the back of the church, you can go into the church, and right at the back they've got a prayer chapel where you can write a little card and light a candle. And we went in, because I've got small boys and they're wanting to see what's in every nook and cranny and behind the organ and under, and we went in and we actually stood there, and the boys were like, "Can we light candles?" And we had to go through, "Oh, it's not like a birthday." But actually, I was quite amazed by my little lads, who were only dots at the time, actually coming up with something that they wanted to pray for and light a candle for. And it's become a bit of a tradition. And actually, when things happen with our family that we don't know what to pray, and we haven't got a clue, and everything looks a mess, like the back of the rug, we often go past the shoe shop frequently as well, but to St. Michael's and All Angels, and we light candles, and we sit in the chapel just for a couple of minutes. And we've found it really helpful, just that small act of, like, almost like a mini pilgrimage, to actually say, "This is so complicated, we need God's help, let's go and pray." And from that experience of lighting candles, we've come up with, I've brought something to show you. This is our emergency candle, as the children call it. It's very scruffy. If you can't see, it's a little blue candle with children flying, carrying stars. I can't even remember where I got it from. But one day, the children said to me, "Mummy, we need to go to church." And I said, "Well, we can't really. You know, it's Thursday night. There's homework in tomorrow. We've got to do..." And we lit this candle instead. And I think it's become, for me personally, but for my family as well, a way of praying when we really, really don't have any words. And I know that we all, our lives potter on, but there's some things that just break our hearts, or that are so complicated that we can't see a way forwards. And we, as now as a family, often just sit down and light the candle and actually say to God, you know, "We don't know what's happening. We don't see a solution, but we know that you are bigger than this situation. and that you love us so much. And it just really reminds us that he is the light of the world, and that even when we can't see what the light of life means, actually we aren't walking in the darkness anymore, that we've got Christ's light with us all the time.